This is Radio Kate down in Brighton, and I'm going to be leaving this afternoon and leaving my lovely granny, so I thought it was time to get one more story from her before I go. And she's just said, oh, there is a story about the Vauxhall 10. And whenever granny says, oh, there is a story, I'm sure it's going to be a good one. So take it away.
I'm taking you back to 1945. John was still in the RAF, stationed in Belgium, and we were preparing for our marriage in the October of that year. And it was arranged that somehow we would collect John's car, which had spent the whole of the war years propped up on bricks in his father's garage in the family home in Skegness. So my brother-in-law kindly agreed to go to Skegness with me to pick up the car, and he and my father-in-law managed to get it down off its brick supports, and off we set for Wolverhampton, full of confidence. Car seemed to be going all right. But alas, we hadn't gone very far when we had our first puncture, because, of course, the tyres had got a bit sad and tired standing for so many years. Hugh managed to get that puncture mended, and off we went again. A few miles later, the second puncture, same routine, set off again. A mile or two further on, the third of the 16 punctures we suffered on the way to Wolverhampton. By which time we'd rather run out of spare wheels and tyres and everything else, and I really can't remember. I know we just laughed and laughed. En route also, bits and pieces fell off the car, which had been in quite good condition when it was stored, but things like door handles dropped off in the road, and then it started to pour with rain. So Hugh looked around on the dashboard. Ah, windscreen wipers. Turned them on. No blades. Just little stumps moving. Right, left, right, left, right, left. By which time, we were uncontrollable. We just laughed all the rest of the way home. And we did get back eventually. And when John came back on leave, he tidied up the car. After we were married, we used it to go on our honeymoon, which was on the outskirts of Oxford, where we stayed at a lovely little riverside pub. But the Vauxhall was still not in very good condition, and among other things, had no handbrake. And so everywhere we parked, we had to jump out and park a copy of a hardback novel, The Black Narcissus, wedged under the wheels.
That's a great story.
I never got to read Narcissus because it did its duty, though.
And have you still never read it?
I've still not read it, no. I've seen the film, but I haven't read it.
Oh, thank you for sharing that one.